sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Today for Song of the Soul, we're visiting an old friend. James Schatower has a long history performing music in the Twin Cities, Minnesota area, and though his songs are wide and deep in variety, topic, and nature, much of his music career was as the children's musician, Mr. Jim. He shared a bit of that vein of his songs when we interviewed him back in 2007, but today he's bringing us deeply spiritual songs, including from Kirtan and other Eastern influences, all from his album, One. A deep ground of heart-open, arms-wide spirit shines through his music and life, living side by side with his healing art practices of massage, Reiki, and soul song readings. Thanks to Andrew Jansen for production assistance today. Because my visit with James was abundant, we couldn't fit it all in our 55-minute radio broadcast, but you can hear the full uncut version with 9 extra minutes on northernspiritradio.org. James Schatower joins us now via Zoom from Madison, Wisconsin. James, it's wonderful to have you back. Now it's been 17 years, I think, since I had you on our program.
That's right.
And you were in the first 2 years when I started up Song of the Soul, Spirit in Action, Northern Spirit Radio in general. You've had a lot of journeys in that time, too. Since 2007, where have you moved and been, and where are you now?
Well, geographically, we decided that we were done with Minnesota winters, and my girlfriend, who became my wife, we decided to go to California, and we were there for 3.5 years. I continued to do my music, which as a moneymaker was singing to children. It was a wonderful evolvement. I mean, I started out in coffee houses and restaurants and college concerts. When that took its course, I decided to revive my teaching degree by substituting in preschools. And while I was there, I shared my music with the kids. And then that took off into a business. My moniker was Mr. Jim. And I started writing songs for children. It took me from Japan to Hawaii and across the United States singing to children. I think it really activated my physicality that was stuck behind a singer-songwriter microphone. I continue to do that in California. As people know, in California, there's a lot of talent there. And so I went from a big fish in a little pond to a little pond. Well, I'll let everybody figure that one out. But I felt like I had a lot of competition for the children's business. The fires that happened in California and some personal shifts in our lives moved us to Prescott, Arizona. And there, we moved into a lovely cottage in the mountains, and the pandemic hit. So my performing as a children's musician stopped cold with the pandemic, and then it picked up again in a different way. When out of the blue, it's kind of a sweet story, if I could say it quick enough. There I was in the pandemic. Before the pandemic, I'd been at a farmer's market, and there was a woman singing with a ukulele. And I went up to her and started harmonizing. She just had a friendly face, and I was harmonizing with her in the front row. And then she invited me up, and pretty soon I was playing her guitar, and she was on ukulele. And we're just having a spontaneous ball with each other. Find out that she's a music teacher at a private school. Well, she got into some physical trouble, and I got a call from the school in the middle of the pandemic. Well, at the start of the pandemic, to become their music teacher at a private school. And music teacher, I would really reference that as I was a troubadour that just went from classroom to classroom to sing, to dance, and to tell stories. So that became my Prescott, Arizona gig. with maybe twice a year, I still came back to Minnesota because that's where my following was. You know, I spent 35 years in the Twin Cities. So I still had a following there that would bring me back a couple times a year while I was still a teacher at a school. They allowed me to disappear for 10 days. Then the heart of the Midwest, which is in my bones and my wife's bones, you know, we kind of say we have Midwest bones and we have tropical hearts. So we find ourselves in our vacations finding the palm trees in the ocean. But the Midwest called us back. Honestly, I'm reinventing myself. I'm pretty much an unknown here in Madison, Wisconsin, is where we are. I'm also asking myself, you know, what is next? You know, before I start up the performer machine, I feel like it's time to reflect and ask, you know, what else do I want to bring into my life at 67 years old? Do I want to wind down something? Do I want to start something new? I have some gigs on the calendar for my Mr. Jim show with children. That still is happening, but definitely in a diminished way. You know, I think I'm entering into a time now as an artist where I'm reinventing myself in a way where I'm asking, where do I want to put my art now as a senior person who's kind of looking contemplatively at the last chapter? And it seems like it's very precious, these next few years or a couple decades, maybe. Who knows? I feel like my artist is being called to reflect on, you know, how I want to reengage at this point.
Well, thank you for that whirlwind visit to your tracks over these years. Of course, I knew you best 30 years ago here in Eau Claire when we were both part of Clearwater Men's Council. So I want to thank you for being part of that seed, which grew so valuably. And you've moved on. You still do men's work, right?
Yes, there are six and seven of us that still gather on Zoom once a month. So, yeah, it's still an important community for me.
As it is for me ever since 1991, when I first joined the group, I've been meeting weekly, and so we still do that here. There's still a weekly Clearwater Men's Council here in Eau Claire, believe it or not.
Wow.
But you've gone on to a lot of other things, and some of those things are very definitely woven into the music that you've been making. You released the album One back, what was it, about 10 years ago or so? Tell me about the genesis of that album.
It kind of goes back to you in a way, because you were one of the people that introduced me to Kirtan. And as I investigated the music of Kirtan, it sort of struck or planted a seed in me. You know, I asked myself the question, okay, there's this formal Kirtan, which is steeped in hundreds of years of history. What would be sort of a modern day response to the Kirtan experience? That was the seed for the album, wanting to have kind of a heartful, spiritual universe in a universal way response to the Kirtan experience that I was inviting into my life. And then as artists do, you know, they need to fill out the album. And then it's sort of a looking around into the archives and the notebooks of what song maybe needs to be preserved.
Well, why don't we get started with the music that you're sharing today? What do you want to start off with, James?
I'd like to start with Every Step Is Home. Every album hopefully has a hit. And a hit in our culture means, you know, that it got on the radio and went to the thousands of people. But for the humble community that I'm a part of, this has been requested the most. I went to Yellowstone with my wife, and of course, we had that iconic experience. I think it's typical of a herd of buffalo coming down the highway. And I was watching them, and, you know, a very, I don't know, sort of a young soul question came to my mind. It's like, where are they going? You know, it's like when we get on a road, we're either, you know, going to a destination or we're going home. And so I asked the question in my head, you know, where are they going? Then, you know, my higher self kind of kicked in and just said, well, every step is home. Wherever these creatures go, they're home. I followed the string and then this song unfolded. And I really enjoy it.
The song is Every Step Is Home by James Schatower from his album One. Let's walk with them.
Thank you. went to the wilderness to watch the buffalo. And after the sun went down, I wondered where they'd go. I dreamed I walked with them, and they told me what they've known. Every breath is sacred, and every step is home. I live in the city with all the shades of gray. The voice of creation seems so far away. I want back there where the buffalo roam,
where every breath is sacred, every step is home. The same as the blood that runs in my veins, and the light I see in the stars is the same as the fire I feel in my heart.
As I'm walking down this road,
where every breath is sacred and every step is home, I will remember
and every step is home.
Every breath, every step, every breath, whoa.
Every breath is sacred.
Every step is home.
Yeah.
That gem is Every Step is Home by James Schatower. I've got a link that'll get you to a couple different sites connected with James. The main one I want to mention here today is deepwellhealingarts.com. It's a lot of words there, deepwellhealingarts.com, but the link is on northernspiritradio.org, including finding more about the album One, Where Every Step is Home is from. I have to say, James, the ending voices that are coming together in that song are so wonderful. I mean, it has a little bit of tinge of gospel-ish, certainly a communal song happening there. Who are those beautiful voices who are melding with yours, weaving with yours in that song?
That is Claudia Schmidt and myself, and then we ran another track for myself to add another harmony. It was just a joy and a teaching to work with Claudia. I mean, what a pro. I mean, what a seasoned, soulful pro I was able to share time with and to watch her creativity. We just set her loose. I mean, she came into the project kind of saying, well, what do you want me to do? And my wife and I, we looked at each other and it's like, we just want you to be Claudia. I believe that she saw the gospel seed that was in this song that I really didn't see at first. She saw the potential, and at the end of the song, she did turn it into this kind of call and response that she did with herself, with me kind of echoing in the background. And, you know, that's her fingerprint. I always smile when I think of her, and she's still going strong. I recommend people find Claudia Schmidt.
Well, what they should do is come to northernspiritradio.org and search for Claudia, and you'll find the interviews I've done with her over the years. For the last several years, a dozen years, whatever, she's been living out east. She and Sally Rogers are both out there. But when I first got to know her in the early 80s, she was in Milwaukee, and then eventually she was in Michigan, and eventually she moved all around the place. And there's so many wonderful musicians out of the Twin Cities. Dean McGraw, I've interviewed him, and a whole bunch of other fine folks. And I could see why you would grow and thrive in that community when you were doing your music there before you moved to Menominee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, let's keep going with more music from James Schatower. Where's next?
Let's do a love song.
Wait a minute. Aren't all of these songs that you're sharing love songs?
Yeah, I kind of found that out. Almost later, it's like, oh, all these songs, almost every one of them mentions love in some way or another. This one I wrote for my brother's wedding. Of course, when I write songs for other people, I'm drawing upon their experience from what I can, you know, gather from the interview that I do. I've done it for a number of couples who want to have an original song for their wedding. And it's been a wonderful experience to sit down with couples and have them identify, why do they love each other? What do they love about each other? And, you know, what do they like to do? And what is the signature story that, you know, that captures the essence of what brought them together? And then as a writer and as an artist to take those notes and distill it down to something that can happen in, you know, 3 or 4 minutes musically. You know, it's just been a wonderful creative outlet for me to do that for people. And I did this one for my brother. And it might be fun for your listeners to know that in the studio, I was having a hard time getting out of my head. You know, I was singing the song, but my producer and my wife who was in the studio, they both could tell that I wasn't really connected to my heart. And so Sage, she came into the recording booth. And she made me face her, and I held her hands as I sang the song to her, rather than staring at a huge microphone in my face. I was looking at my wife the whole time that I sang this song.
And I assume the song you're talking about is Living My Life With You?
Correct.
What a guess. James Schatower sharing Living My Life With You. Holding Sage's hands, looking into her eyes. What a wonderful way to deliver a beautiful song.
Now you stand before the story of our love from its beginning to this day. From the start, there was a knowing in our hearts, a love kept growing. Now this joy is overflowing. Through these tears, I want to say, living my life with you is living a dream come true. You're my only lover. I'll be with you till the end. Living my life with you is letting all this love shine through. It's a dream come true, living my life with you. And I will be your partner, even when the times get harder. This love will take us farther than we know. And so let's stay together in the sun and stormy weather. I will promise you forever. I will never let you go. Living my life with you is living a dream come true. You're my only lover. I'll be with you till the end. Living my life with you is letting all this love shine through. It's a dream come true, living my life with you. It's a dream come true, living my life with you. Life with you.
James Schatower wrote that song as a gift for a wedding he was part of. Who were the two people? What are their names?
My brother Paul and his wife Marcia.
Paul and Marcia, Living My Life With You. And again, you want to track down James. One of the good ways to find him is by going to deepwellhealingarts.com. I have that link on northernspiritradio.org. And one thing you should know, if you go to that website, one of the services, the gifts, I think, really, that James provides to the world is soul song readings. Explain to our listeners what that is.
It's along the same lines of the wedding song, where I sit with people and have them talk about their life story. I investigate with them what, you know, what brings them alive and possibly, you know, what's currently bubbling up in them. I take notes and I start to, after spending enough time in the interview, the person who maybe started out as looking like, you know, a one-dimensional personality starts to unfold in front of me, and I start to get a feel for the particular color that they bring into the world. And then to invite myself and my muse to bring some music or melody that complements what I'm drawing from the interview. Then I can record it either humbly on a phone, or I can go into the studio depending on the budget. And then people have a song that's written for them that captures who they are and, you know, in a way becomes a way that points people forward.
So you're essentially listening to their deep soul and rendering it in song as you can for them.
Exactly. And I mean, it's a gift to me to be in that situation. You know, when do people sit down and have that kind of a dialogue or conversation? So it's a very sweet thing to do for folks.
And again, that's called Soul Song Readings. You'll find about it on James Shatower's website, deepwellhealingarts.com. And you are listening to Song of the Soul, Norden Spirit Radio production. We're in our 20th year. We're coming up now as of July. It'll be our 20th year of producing both Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action. And we're carried on some 35 stations nationwide and all of the podcast places where you normally get your podcasts. So listen any way you want to or via our website, nordenspiritradio.org. When you visit, please post a comment. We love two-way communications. Listening is, I'm Quaker, and one of the key things that Quakers try and do is listen deeply whenever we're talking to anyone. And I feel the kinship with James because his deep listening was part of what I experienced at men's group when I first started attending 35 years ago. So on NordenSpiritRadio.org, post a comment, let us know what you're thinking, what you're recommending, where we should be going. There's also a place where you donate. We do not take money from corporations. Our only income is from our listeners. And so we really need $20,000 per year to function, and we haven't been getting that yet. But if you can help us out, please donate via our website. You can either mail something or post via PayPal or something online. But right now, the important thing is that we're talking with James Shatower. He's physically located in Madison, Wisconsin right now, which is about a three-hour drive from where I live currently. And I just wish I would see you in person more often. Is there a chance that your men's group is going to get together in person up around this area at some time?
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting you ask because most of the guys that are in the group on Zoom, they're in Eau Claire. And we have a desire to get together and you know, sit around a fire or sit around some food. So I'll let you know.
That'd be wonderful. You've lost some members of that group. Matt is one of them that I was so sad to hear of his passing. Can you mention the first names of the men who are still part of it, or some of them?
Yeah. Well, I call one guy Hutch, Mike Fisher, Chick Lindsay.
Chick is still part of it. Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, that was a gift from Matt before he died. Matt nudged me. I was kind of the person that got the Zoom together and invited guys in. And before Matt died, I would say maybe 4 months, 5 months before he died, he said, why don't you check if Chick would be interested? And so, yeah, Chick's a part of the group now. I got a guy in from Prescott. He'd probably want me to just call him Randy, and just a terrific, terrific visionary guy in my life. And who else? You know, Gary Miller. Gary Miller, he was close to being there right at the beginning of the Eau Claire Clearwater Men's Group. I think that covers it. Jim Hathaway was in, and he's moved on. Yeah, those are the guys I can think of.
Well, that's rich work. It was one of the ways your arms reach out to the world and nurture yourself and others at the same time. Let's do some more of that nurture with more of your music. What's next?
Well, a song that nurtures me every time I hear it. I mean, artists sometimes talk about not being able to look at their art or see their movie or listen to their songs. But this particular song, it's called So That We May Know the One. Every time I hear it, it gives me some kind of reassurance or brings me back to some basics in my life that are foundational for me to feel grounded in my spirituality. The seed of this song, the phrase, so that we may know the one, when I was more active in my body work as a massage therapist, I would center myself before I started the massage. I would center myself by, in my mind, not out loud, just saying these words, so that we may know the one, with the intention that the massage would be more than just moving muscle and bone, but providing maybe a massage for that person's spirit, for their heart, for their feeling self, that in the massage experience, they might have a sense of the oneness, you know, the lack of separation that is actually between the practitioner and the patient. That there's a membrane that can get thin and at times can disappear as we find that we're all made up of the same stuff.
So That We May Know the One by James Schattauer, here today for Song of the Soul. Let's join in that quest. Today we have James Schatower here. Some of you may know him 30 years ago when you were kids as Mr. Jim. He still continues that work somewhat. More often now he does body work, Reiki, spirit song work. So many ways of bringing light and love into this world. And that song is one of them, so that we may know the one. I did have James on Song of the Soul back in 2007. Wow, a long time ago. Of course, you were one of the musicians very active in my life from that time with Clearwater Men's Group. We shared music and movement as part of our gatherings. And so I felt your gifts back then, and people can come to NordenspiritRadio.org, and we'll have the links to not only this show, but the one from 2007 on our site. The keyboards in So That We May Know the One, who's doing that? Because that's where the real jazz feeling is dancing in that song.
Yes, thank you for asking about the pianist. It's Mary Louise Knutson. Oh my goodness, what a gem of a person. What a talent at the piano. I listened to her from afar at restaurants and venues in the Twin Cities with admiration. And, you know, with the funding that I got for the one album, I was able to give her a call and invite her in. And to me, she makes the song. The song is Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova has always attracted my ear for decades. And that's kind of what started seeping into my composing, is trying to capture some of the bossa nova that Carlos Jobim, in particular, influenced me with.
How wonderful. But you were talking about the music of all beings. Here we're going from the one to the music of all beings. I'm sensing some depth there. Don't you want to ever skip on the surface, just be lighthearted and playful up there? I mean, I know you love play.
Yeah, well, you know, this song did lead to some playfulness. I can definitely say that. The chord structure of this song came to me as I was attending a improvisational dance workshop. And I was handed a guitar while people were twirling about. And I fell into, what's great about improv is that the basic premise is you don't have to know what you're doing. And, you know, often composers come to the blank page thinking that something needs to happen, and it needs to happen right now, and I've got a pen, and I've only got 2 hours to do it. And there's lots of structures that maybe chase away the magic. And so there I was sitting with my guitar with these dancers that were also improvising, and I fell into this chord progression that even struck me with its beauty. You know, and I saw the people dancing, and the line, "Many creatures are we, dancing round the universe to the song and the rhythm of all time." You know, I just got caught up into the synchronicity and the alchemy of bodies moving and the music coming out of the moment. It was magical.
And as you can hear, folks, this song starts with birds, water, environmental songs, leading us into The Music of All Beings by James Schatower. Thank you.
trees. Their ancient knowledge given free. Many creatures are we, dancing round the universe to the song and the rhythm of all life. Many creatures are we, dancing round the universe to the song and the rhythm of all life.
For the 30-plus years that I've known James Schatower, I would say that a decent part of his being is a bird flying from one place to another. And I think I feel it in that song, The Music of All Beings. Again, James Schatower's website, maybe the primary one you want to track him down via, is deepwellhealingarts.com. The link's on nordenspiritradio.org with this Song of the Soul program. Please post a comment when you visit. Connect up. Let's grow our connection. And I think that's more important than ever with changes in our national government, that we need one another. We need people we can trust deeply, people who can nurture the flame in us. So please help us connect. Again, that was The Music of All Beings, James Schatower. So much beautiful music to access, to listen to immerse ourselves in today. Where shall we go next?
I was thinking of the environment. For me, teachers of the environment have always been the Native Americans. And I always felt obligated and inspired to write a song that made some kind of a statement of paying respect and honoring the indigenous people that were here before us. You know, that's something that always bothered me in studying history in school, that, you know, as a teacher, I got a degree in elementary ed. And as a teacher, one of the units that I had to teach in my semester of going to a school as a student to learn to be a teacher, I had to teach a unit on the history of Iowa. And, you know, the school wanted me to start with from the white settlement going forward. And I thought that that was a mistake. And I wanted to bring in the reality of the culture that was here before us. So anyway, this song comes out of that awareness and that desire in me to keep in mind the honor that's needed for those that did come before us. The song is called "The Grief Is in the Ground."
Some will say the grief is in the ground still today. The grief is in the ground. Wounded knees, some still remember the snow was red on a cold December. A people's dream came to an end there. The grief is in the ground. In the hills there is a knowing, years of tears in the river flowing, voices in the wind are blowing, the grief is in the ground. Some will say the grief is in the ground still today. The grief is in the ground. We name our towns and we name our forests after the ones who were here before us. Few are left to sing the chorus. The grief is in the ground. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, by bayonet in a bullet hole, they met their death in wanting to be free. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Will our children know the ones they cannot see? The grief is in the ground. Some will say the grief is in the ground still today. The grief is in the ground. Some will say the grief is in the ground still today. The grief is in the ground.
Curricula for Iowa and much of the U.S. would be much better if it included songs like that one by James Schatower, Grief is in the Ground. There is so much sadness, and sadness that gets transformed, that seeds that grow up out of the ground. Grief can really nurture us. One of the things that I experienced, James, in my time, the early years with Clearwater Men's Council, is that breaking our hearts can lead to the fullness of being in our hearts. And I think that song helps to remember the hearts that were broken, the lives that were broken, and the spirit that then grows up from there. So folks, that's from James Schatower's album, One. We'll have links on Northern Spirit Radio with this program to Grief is in the Ground and other works by Mr. Jim, James Schatower. Again, his website, deepwellhealingarts.com. I'm kind of assuming that Grief is in the Ground and The Music of All Being and Living My Life with You, these are not songs that you necessarily do when you're Mr. Jimming.
No.
What do you do when you're Mr. Jim?
Well, fell out of bed this morning. I got a bloody lip. Put my shoes on backwards. My zipper wouldn't zip. We were out of toothpaste. The toilet wouldn't flush. Mama wouldn't hug me because she was in a rush. That's why I am so cranky. That's why I'm in a haze. It's been one of those days.
Let's go for one more song from James Schatower. How do we conclude this particular Song of the Soul?
Yeah, this one, when I listened to the final recording of it, it sounded like a song that you'd want to go out on. So we put it at the end of the album. And, you know, that works in the sense that I think it does have a going out feel to it. But also what happens to songs on CDs that are at the very end is that they get buried. You know, you put on a CD and you start washing your dishes or whatever you're doing, and you listen intently usually to the first three or four songs. But, you know, by the time your CD gets or album or recording gets to the end, you're off doing something else. You know, you're in the garage. You've gone grocery shopping. So I'm glad we can end on this song and give it some light because it's one of my favorites. It was birthed out of my falling in love with Sage, and enough said.
Well, one thing I want to say about it, it feels to me like it's got a little bit of Caribbean bounce to it, too. It feels like one that should be danced.
Absolutely.
So let's encourage our listeners for Song of the Soul today to stand up as they're listening to this final song we're sharing from James Schatower. It's called Into the We. James, it's so wonderful to reconnect with you. I really hope that we get to see each other in person when you're up here soon. And I come down to Madison often enough. I've got my son and one of my wife's sons and families are near there. So I want to make that connection again.
Me too, Mark. I look forward to that. And, you know, it's occurring to me that people can also, they can go to iTunes and find this album. They can go to Spotify and find this album. You might have to dig a little bit, but you'll find it.
I'll have that link on northernspiritradio.org. Also the link to James Schatower, deepwellhealingarts.com, and a couple other links that I'll have for him. Thanks again, James, so much for the gift of music you bring to the world, the gift of deep spirit, and for joining me here today for Song of the Soul.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity that you give artists to have a voice and to have some acknowledgement. So thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome. Here it is, Into the Wee by James Shatower. We'll see you all next week for Song of the Soul.
Woke up this morning, I was feeling alone. I saw your number ringing on my phone. We got to talking and you chased my blues away. As time goes on, I'm beginning to see when my heart is open, one and one make three. Like drops of water in the ocean of love, we're moving into the wee. Moving into the wee. We're moving into the wee. Like drops of water in the ocean of love, we're moving into the wee.
Ocean of
So dream with me a universal heart. Let's make a fire stronger than the dark. We can be like the sun and the stars that keep shining for free. As time goes on, we're beginning to see when hearts are open, one and one make three. Like drops of water in the ocean of love, we're moving into the wee. Moving into the wee. We're moving into the wee. Like drops of water in the ocean of love, we're moving into the wee.
Ocean of
theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.